Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
On the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch up with Big Mal away in Saint-Tropez with Lucy, we had Donald Trump, aka Big Don, join us for a chat.
Rain, hail or stinking hot weather, Claire's Matt and Kimber are reliable, just like a Samsung system installed by Ford and Doonan. Get a free quote at fordanddoonan.com.au.
This is the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch up. Mix 94.5.
Fresh from the second US presidential debate overnight, we've managed to track down Big Donald. This is unbelievable. Welcome to the airwaves in Perth, Western Australia. Big Donald.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Trump. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I tell you what, we have been following all of this from Australia. Now, what do you think you have over Hillary in the long-term game?
Absolutely everything. I'm rich. I'm really, really rich. I'm the smartest person I know. And many, many people have told me I'm absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to win just based on that.
Mr. Trump, are you a misogynist or is it that you just love women too much?
I enjoy getting a massage just like everyone else. So, I wouldn't say I'm a misogynist. I just enjoy a massage on occasion. And I love, love, love women. I do. I cherish women. I married three of them. So that, I think that's it.
Mr. Trump, Matt and I have respect for Kimber here. But, I mean, you've got a wife and daughters and the rest of it. But is the word respect sort of in your vocab?
Absolutely, absolutely. I respect money. I respect a really good deal. I respect, respect.
What would you do to try and win over the voters, the people who are going for Hillary? What is it that they just don't know about you yet?
They just don't know how fantastic I am and how much I'm going to take care of them and how great I'm going to make America. We are going to start winning again. We're going to be winning so much, we're going to get tired of winning. And they don't realize that.
Mr. Trump, onto the world stage now. How will you deal with the scourge of terrorism?
Well, I think there's so many things that we can do, but the thing that's most important is don't let ISIS know what we're doing. We can't blast it out. I mean, I am going to do something for Australia that I'm very proud of, and I'm announcing it on your show. We are going to build a wall around Australia, and we are going to make New Zealand pay for it.
Mr. Trump, what are you going to do? What will be the first thing you do if you are made president?
Oh, gosh, there's so many things, but I think you know what it's going to be. It is tearing down the White House. That place is a dump. We've got to get rid of it. It's only two stories. We are going to put up a phenomenal Trump hotel in Washington. Everyone's going to love it. It's going to be incredible.
The Trump House.
The Trump House. That's right. That's right.
And the Clintons, when Bill became president, used Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Mr. Trump, do you have a song? Is there a theme song that's going to be yours and we can play on the radio?
We want to use We Are the Champions, but Queen has told us, those big babies, that we can't use that song because they say that we don't represent their views. And the first thing I'm going to do when I'm president after tearing down the White House is get that song from Queen.
I think you could afford it. We'll call Brian May for you.
Yeah, whoever.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Trump, for your time and all the best in 4 weeks' time.
Well, it's going to be incredible, and I can't wait for all you Australians to come over to visit the United States. I love, love, love the Australians. The women are absolutely gorgeous. So when you come over, feel free, but when you're done, please leave. Thank you. This is Donald Trump on Mix 94.5 in Perth. It's absolutely phenomenal.
A little note to Kimber's friends, don't let her take your kids to the movies.
No.
And then I made all the kids cry.
Pete's Dragon.
I feel like Disney made the kids cry.
They
I mean, it was bleak. I mean, it was a lovely movie. It's actually lovely, but all the terrible things that happened. I mean, yeah. The parents were killed in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Look, I think you introduce a dragon into any story and things are going to get real.
It was a quickly,
let's be honest.
I hope you spent a fortune in M&M's.
There's not been a lot of good dragon stories.
No, but I did feel really bad that I upset someone else's child. Margaret in Merriwa, have you upset someone else's kid?
I certainly have, and it is in my job. I'm a celebrant, so I meet a whole pile of couples.
Yes.
And I meet a whole pile of children. One of these couples, I actually was introduced to their two-year-old son, and I said hello, and he burst into tears.
That magic effect.
I then looked at mum and dad and said, I think I've broken your son.
Spirit.
Yeah. And mum and dad are like, should we get this lady to marry us? Because the child might not be in good spirits on the day.
it was hilarious in the end.
So just hello, Margaret, that was it?
That was it. It was just hello, and I'm not that scary, but yeah, Kimber, I understand it.
It does make you feel terrible because you can't console them.
Yeah.
You can
what,
do,
are the, like... what are they seeing in me that I can't see?
Yeah, I don't look like Pete's dragon.
Thanks, Margaret.
Excellent.
Matt's in Heathridge. Matt, how did you upset someone else's child?
Yes, it was about 4 years ago. He'd just turned two.
Yeah.
I was just around there. He was the only kid there, and I was like trying to be the sort of, the entertainer for the kid. And I was doing all those little tricks with your hands, you know, like fingers and here's the church and here's the steeple and all those sort of things.
Yeah.
And then I did the one with the thumb, you know, where it makes it look like you split your humming.
Oh, yeah. You broke it off, yeah.
He just lost it. his face just... You know, all the colour drained out of it, his mouth fell open, and then the wailing began.
Oh.
You know, and I was just like, no, it's all right, my thumb's okay, there's nothing wrong with it, it's just a trick, but no, couldn't convince him.
Oh, wow, severed appendages is just too much for a two-year-old.
No. And it's not fair, Matt, little, there you
fella,
are.
Poor little fella just lost it, eh? But anyway.
Yeah, you're doing your best, you're basically auditioning for play school for this kid.
Yeah, court jester.
Wouldn't that be an honour?
Wouldn't it be an honour? Yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind seeing it, though. I haven't seen too many people do that trick really well.
The half thumb.
Must have been very believable, Matt.
Oh, I must have done it very convincingly, yeah.
Oh, we'll get you in, Matty. Radio stunt. Well, we're glad you didn't take your eyeball out and wash it. He would have been gone for life. Thanks, mate.
No, I haven't done that one, actually.
Ah, well, put it in the repertoire.
Next time, see if I can make someone else's cute.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
There have been a disturbing number of break-ins, but in particular, you know, like heists at jewellery shops and things lately. I don't know if it's getting to that time of year or people are just getting very desperate. There seems to be a bit of crime around.
Well, this is about a heist, but it certainly wasn't at a jewellery shop.
Mm.
It was in Morley. It was a 1994 Mazda. So definitely not a jewellery shop.
Right.
And talk about turning that smile. What is it? Turn that frown upside down.
Yeah.
Yep. So a bloke's had his car parked out on the verge and someone's come and broken into the car and they've nicked his stereo out of the car, right? And
he
probably had his favourite Melissa Manchester tape cassette in there or something.
80s flashback.
It's 2016. Who steals a stereo?
Well, this is right. And The criminal didn't realise that the stereo didn't work and the guy had previously tried to remove the stereo but realised he didn't have the right tool. Know that feeling.
Right.
And so the stereo's gone. So he's going, oh, well, there's the stereo. I didn't really want it anyway. No harm done.
Mm.
Then he looks on the passenger seat.
Yep.
There's $22.10 sitting there.
Oh.
But whoever's ripped it off has... paid for it.
Like it's fallen out of their pocket or something, you think?
Well, I'd say, yeah, in his previous car robbery, he's left the cash behind while he was busy trying to steal the stereo.
That's hilarious.
And it didn't even work anyway. Well, the stereo doesn't even pick up radio stations. It doesn't read discs.
No.
He's just stolen a completely useless piece of...
Well, has he stolen it? Can we even use the word stolen?
Well, it's not. No,
he bought it.
He's a little Robin Hoodish, isn't
he? It's a transaction that's taken place where both parties are happy.
You know, that.
I think that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Well, I used to have a car out in my Melbourne place in St Kilda, and I was getting sick and tired of people breaking into it because they were ruining the lock.
Yeah.
So in the end, I knew that they were sleeping in my car.
Yeah.
So I just thought, okay. So I left the doors open. I left a gold coin in the ashtray with it open so that they could see it.
Yep.
I thought, well, if they're gonna sleep in it, you know, don't ruin my lock.
Make yourself comfortable.
Take the coin and, you know, everyone's happy.
Yeah. If you were a really caring person, you would have left a thermos.
Yeah, I know.
And a blanket.
I would.
Pillow.
Yeah. And a self-help book.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I'm so annoyed. I was cooking last night and the stupid recipe said turn the oven to 180 degrees. So I did. And now the door's facing the wall and I can't open it.
Captain Paul can show you the efficient route to work. Ford and Doonan and Samsung can show you how to cool your home efficiently. Get a free quote today at fordanddoonan.com.au.
Well, there's another Clarsey, Matt and Kimber catch-up. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.